Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. Here's a question. Did you ever see the movie Beauty and the Beast? Well, this is definitely one of my new favorite movies. Do you remember the feather duster? She is hard to forget because she was a very memorable character. Well, today we're going to learn about the actress who played this character, and today's lesson is called Her Own Voice, Gugu Mbatha-Raw. That's a very difficult name. But I think that with a little practice, you might be able to master that name. And my question for you today is, what will Gugu Mbatha-Raw soon be known for? Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin. Come with me.
Her Own Voice, Gugu Mbatha-Raw. This rising star keeps her message in mind. Though you can't pronounce it now, the name Gugu Mbatha-Raw will soon be known for talent and truth among actors. Not limited by age. From the age of 4, I loved ballet and tap, the British Mbatha-Raw says. Her later involvement in choir, band, and plays helped her earn a place in the renowned Royal Academy of Dramatic Art by 17. By 22, she was winning nominations as Juliet alongside Andrew Garfield as Romeo on the professional stage.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这一篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 tap 这个名词。Tap 在这里是指踢踏舞，也可以叫做 tap dancing。例如 ，Josh has been learning tap and jazz since he was 6. Josh 从六岁就开始学踢踏舞以及爵士舞。或者是 the dance number incorporates classical ballet and tap。这个舞码融合了古典芭蕾以及踢踏舞。Tap 如果当动词的话是指轻扣、轻拍或者是轻敲。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 P 再加上 ED 或 ING。例如 The little girl tapped her feet while listening to the music. 这个小女孩一边听音乐一边用脚打着拍子。继续我们看的是 renowned 这个形容词。renowned 是指有名的或著名的。例如 Ellen works in a renowned publishing house in London.Ellen 在伦敦一家很有名的出版商工作。如果要说明因什么而著名的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，This town is renowned for its lace and chocolate。这个城镇以蕾丝及巧克力著称。它的名词就是去掉字尾的 ed 变成 renowned， 是一个不可数名词。例如 ，This professor is of great renown in his field。这位教授在他的专业领域里非常的有名气。
Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Mbatha-Raw.
Mbatha-Raw. Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Yeah, as long as you don't say Mbatha-Raw, I think we're fine.
I'm probably okay. Yeah. That's actually a very difficult name. I feel like every time I say it just a little different.
Well, her first name is easy to remember, so maybe we can just call her by her first name.
Gugu?
For this. Yeah, Gugu.
Gugu. Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe we could just... Forget about the last name. Well, anyway, today's lesson is called Her Own Voice, Gugu Mbatha-Raw. This rising star keeps her message in mind. Her message in mind. Now, we want to take a look at this phrase, to keep something in mind. This just means that there's some information or there's an idea of some sort.And you want to remember that when you're making certain decisions.
Right. For example, every time we film here at Studio Classroom, every time we teach a lesson, we always have a certain time limit. And our director always tells us to keep the time in mind. I think we have a little over 3.5 minutes left for this section. Rebecca, we need to keep the time in mind.
That's right. So I think we should move on to the next sentence. Though you can't pronounce it now, the name Gugu
Mbatha-Raw will soon be known for talent and truth among actors. I think our author was speaking directly to me when he said, though you can't pronounce it now. Anyway, we want to take a look at another phrase in the sentence, and that is to be known for. What does this mean? Well, this just means that maybe you're really talented at something, and that is just how people remember you for that specific talent.
So you could use this phrase to talk about people. Someone is known for doing something. Or maybe other nouns as well. I think of places. Like Danshui. Danshui is known for ake, among other things. Thailand. A lot of people go to Thailand for different reasons, but to me, Thailand is known for its famous beaches.
Oh, right. Have you been to Thailand?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, those are some great examples. And let's move on to the next section. It's called Not Limited by Age. Now let's take a look at that phrase, limited by. Of course, if there's a limit to something, that means that you can only go so far, right? And so if you're limited by something, it just means that you can only do so much.
Exactly. And just like I was saying before, our lessons here are limited by time, okay? We want to talk about a lot of things, but we are limited by time. Do you ever feel like you're limited by knowledge? A lot of people feel that way, and so that's why they choose to continue to go to school. Maybe they go to get a master's or PhD because they want to attain more knowledge.
That's right. But of course, we see that Gugu is not limited by age. What exactly does this mean? Let's find out. From the age of 4, I loved ballet and tap, the British Mbatha-Raw says. Her later involvement in choir, band, and plays helped her earn a place in the renowned Royal Academy of Dramatic Art by 17. That's a lot of words.
Right. Okay, so let's break that down a little bit. But we read here that she was involved in choir, in a band, and it earned her a place in the renowned Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. But what does that phrase mean, to earn a place somewhere?
Well, specifically in our lesson, this just means that she was good enough, she was talented enough, that she was able to attend the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and it's actually very difficult to get into.
Right, and so you have to do something to earn a position in some places. I think about scholarships. Schools give scholarships to certain students, but often they give it to students who earn those scholarships in some way, by maybe the writing that they did or something that they did. Okay, they earned that scholarship.
Well, by 22, she was winning nominations as Juliet alongside Andrew Garfield as Romeo on the professional stage.
Well, speaking of the professional stage, we're going to learn more about Broadway right now in
the InfoCloud. Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, let's talk about Broadway.
Just like Main Street, Broadway is a popular street name in many cities and towns across America. However, Broadway has another meaning.
If you're into theater and musicals, Broadway is something you should know. In a narrow sense, it refers to the wide street that runs diagonally through Manhattan in New York City.
In a broader sense, Broadway refers to the Broadway Theater District, which is in one section of New York's Broadway where many theaters are located.
And in an even broader sense, Broadway is short for Broadway Theater, referring to the theatrical performances presented in the New York Theater District. Many aspiring performers dream about making it on Broadway or being in a show that's put out in the Broadway Theater District.
However, not all shows coming out of the theater district qualify as Broadway shows. A theater in the district must hold 500 or more seats to be considered a Broadway theater. Those with fewer seats are considered off-Broadway, even though they may be located within the theater district.
And then there's off-off-Broadway shows, which are generally very low budget with limited casts and are performed in unconventional spaces in and around New York City.
So what do you call a Broadway show that is performed in other cities? Well, if you saw a show in Taipei, you can say, I saw a Broadway show, but I saw it in Taipei, not on Broadway.
Right. It's the same show, same sets, same music, but often performed by a different cast.
在美国很多地方都有 Broadway, 那是一个很常见的路名，就类似我们的中正路。但是在纽约曼哈顿的 Broadway 就不同了。Broadway 字面上是宽阔的大道，指的就是美国的百老汇。有没有听出这是个音译？Broadway 实际上有三个含义，第一个是它的地理的概念，指的是纽约时代广场附近12个街区以内的30几家剧院。第二层的含义是在百老汇地区进行的演出。第三层的含义是整个百老汇这个产业，因此你在台北也有可能去观赏一场 Broadway show。如果你喜欢比较有实验性质的小型的剧场，在纽约你可以去看所谓的 Off-Broadway Show, 外百老汇的剧场，它的票价也来得比正统百老汇的音乐剧便宜。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次明天见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you ever feel like you're too young to do something? Do you ever feel like your age limits you from reaching your full potential? If so, I think that you could learn something from Gugu Mbatha-Raw. We learned that...She does not allow age to limit her. As a matter of fact, she started tap dancing when she was just 4 years old. And by the time she was 22, she was winning all kinds of awards. Well, friends, we have more to learn about this incredible actress right now.
Her own voice, Gugu Mbatha-Raw.She played Ophelia in a West End production of Hamlet that was shipped to Broadway, and she has worked steadily in the U.S. ever since. Not bound by race. Mbatha-Raw is the daughter of a black South African man and white British woman, but she is not held back by skin color. I feel as much white as I do black, and so it's really important for me to address these issues of identityin my work. She did just that in the film Belle, in which she plays the biracial child of a British officer and an African slave in the 1700s.
Okay, 继续我们看 bind 这个动词 bind.在这里是指形成限制或者是约束，注意它的过去式还有过去分词是 bound, B-O-U-N-D。例如 ,this brave girl didn't let herself to be bound by her illness and became a professional golfer. 这位勇敢的女孩并没有让自己被疾病所限制而成为了一位职业的高尔夫球选手。Bound, B-O-U-N-D 这个字本身也可以当形容词，意思是指被缠住的、被绑住的或者是受束缚的。例如 ,the police found the bound hostages in an abandoned building. 警察在一栋废弃的建筑物里面找到了这些被绑起来的人质。最后我们看的是 biracial 这个形容词 ,bi 这个字首是指两个。racial 是指种族的，所以 biracial 是指两种人种间的。例如 ,at first, a lot of people didn't think this biracial relationship would work, but the couple seems to be doing well. 起初人们对这个一族通婚的婚姻并不看好，但是这对夫妻似乎相处愉快。或者是 Taylor only mingles with classmates who are also biracial like herself. Taylor 只跟自己同样是混血儿的同学们来往。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we learned some other interesting facts about this actress. She, referring to Gugu, played Ophelia in a West End production of Hamlet that was shipped to Broadway. And she has worked steadily in the U.S. ever since. So that was shipped to Broadway. Have you seen Hamlet?
I have seen many versions of Hamlet, but never a stage production of Hamlet. I've seen a lot of different movie versions. My favorite is the one where Kenneth Branagh acted as Hamlet. Rebecca, do you like the story of Hamlet?
I would say of all the Shakespearean plays, Hamlet is not
my
favorite.
Is it too depressing for you?
It's a very depressing play. There's a lot of tragedy.
Right.
Hence the reason it is called...A tragedy, a tragic play.
Yes, but, of course, back to our lesson, back to the star, our cover star here, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, she is a really good actress, and we're getting that idea through this section that she's not limited by age. She's been in performances since a very young age.
And this next section is called Not Bound by Race. Now, if someone is bound by something, you get the idea that...They're kind of in chains, or they're being held back, kind of in captivity. But she's not bound by race, meaning that she's free. She's not being held back.
Right. She's not letting her race, or I would say she's not letting other people's perception of her race hold her back.
Mm-hmm.
She's not bound by this. And that's what I think of often when I think of this phrase. We often think about the way that other people perceive us, or the way that other people expect us to do something. Well,Are you bound by other people's expectations, or are you free to just be who you are?
And that's a good question for you to think about and talk about in English. Well, of course, she's not bound by race. Mbatha-Raw is the daughter of a black South African man and a white British woman, but she is not held back by skin color. Now, we see that phrase, to be held back by, or held back by,This just means that something keeps you from doing something else. And sometimes it might even just be a thought or your perception that holds you back.
You're right. Maybe other people don't have those expectations for you. Maybe you're just thinking that they do in your head, and that can hold you back from doing something. I think of two things that hold people back often, and they're kind of related. Fear.And insecurity. A lot of people are held back by fear. They're afraid of trying something new. Or maybe they're insecure a little bit, and so they don't do the thing that they feel like they should do. These things hold them back.
And Mbatha-Raw is not going to allow her skin color to hold her back. She says, I feel as much white as I do black. And there's a sentence pattern that we would like for you to learn.And that is the sentence pattern, as much something as something else. And this is really just a way of comparing two different things.
Exactly. So for example, say you have a performance and you're a little bit nervous. Of course, that's to be expected. But you could tell your friends, I'm as much excited as I am nervous. But back to this whole race thing. You know, I grew up in Taiwan. I'm American, but...I feel like I am as much Taiwanese as I am American.
Ah, that's good to know. Well, you did grow up in Taiwan, so of course you do have a lot of Taiwanese ways about you.
Well, exactly.
And that's very normal when you grow up in a particular area. Mm-hmm. You pick up on some of the cultural ways of doing things. Well, we read, and so it's really important for me to address these issues of identity in my work. Why is she saying that?Because she feels as much white as she does black. Now, let's talk about this phrase, to address issues. Typically, when you see that something's an issue, it's a problem. So if you address the issue, you recognize there's a problem, and you look for a solution.
That's right. What kind of problems do you see occurring over and over again? Friends, you should address those issues. talk about them, honestly. We continue here that she addresses the issues of identity in her work. She did just that in the film Belle, in which she plays the biracial child of a British officer and an African slave in the 1700s. I have not seen this movie, but I've heard about it, and I really do want to see this. Belle.
I do too. Right now, it's time for a challenge. It's time for the
SC Challenge.
Yes. Welcome back to the SC Challenge, and Grace, welcome back.
Thank you.
I guess it was so much fun that you decided to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today's lesson is about Gugu Mbatha-Raw. That's a really hard name.
It sure is.
Do you know who that is?
She's an actress, I believe.
Yes, she's an actress. And do you know much about this actress?
A little bit from the lesson.
A little bit from the lesson. Okay, well, speaking of the lesson, we have three questions. And let's see how well Grace can answer these questions. And you too, try to answer the questions as well. First question, what will Gugu Mbatha-Raw soon be known for? A, her jokes. B, her character. C, her talent and truth. Or D, her honesty.
I'd say C, her talent and truth.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, that is correct. Excellent job. Yes, soon, Gugu Mbatha-Raw will be known for her talent and truth. Next question, what role did Gugu Mbatha-Raw play in Romeo and Juliet? A, Romeo. B, Juliet. C, Juliet's nurse. Or D, Romeo's nurse.
That would be B, Juliet.
Excellent job. You definitely studied this lesson. Last question. What issue does Gugu Mbatha-Raw like to discuss? A, identity. B, truth. C, honesty. Or D, love.
I'd say A, identity.
A, identity. That's right.
Okay.
Excellent. You got 3 out of 3, 100%. Well done, Grace.
Thank you.
And I know, friends, you got a 100% as well. Well, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time. Well, I'm very interested in seeing the movie Belle because I think it's really cool that it addresses identity issues.
Right, and we see that our star, the star of today's lesson, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, is not bound by age or by race. What else is not restricting her? I think we're going to find out more about that next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend just at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. At all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.